Pope Francis received a warm welcome Sunday morning from bishops at the seminary where he had been staying during his Philadelphia visit. The Vatican said that earlier, the Pope met privately with five victims of sexual abuse, some at the hands of priests. Many victims say the Vatican has not done enough to address the decades-long scandal, but after Sunday's meeting, the pontiff vowed to hold accountable anyone who abuses children.
Lamento profondamente. Dios llora.
God weeps for the sexual abuse of children.
Los crímenes y pecados de los abusos sexuales a menores.
These cannot be maintained in secret.
Mantenidos en secreto por más tiempo.
The Pope then traveled to a Philadelphia jail, where he was presented with a wooden chair, hand-carved by inmates. Pope Francis has repeatedly voiced his opposition to the death penalty and did so again during this U.S. visit. He told the prisoners, no human being is unworthy of redemption.
Ya que una sociedad, una familia, que no sabe sufrir los dolores de sus hijos,
any society, any family which cannot share or take seriously the pain of its children and views that pain as something normal or to be expected is a society condemned to remain a hostage to itself, prey to the very things which cause pain. I am here as a pastor, but above all as a brother, to share your situation and to make it my own.
Later, it was time for another trip in the Pope Mobile among hundreds of thousands of admirers en route to his final Mass of the visit in downtown Philadelphia. During the massive open-air service, he told the crowd that love is best shown by what he called life's little gestures, especially in the home.
Son gestos de madre.
These are the little gestures done by mothers, by grandmothers, fathers, grandfathers, by children and siblings. They're little signs of tenderness, of affection, and compassion.
Later Sunday evening, Vice President Biden led the farewell delegation for Pope Francis as his plane departed the U.S. for the return flight to Vatican City. Robert Raphael, VOA News, Washington.
For more information, please visit 可可英语 coconut.com.